The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina, that Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen ve'amen.
Amen. Today's daf is being studied. The Anu Nishmat Morzikini Yosef Ben Sarah, the Marat Zekinati Yafa Ben Sarah, and Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Aiden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied. Therefore, Asher Imam Moshe Ben Dina, Sarah Bat Rachel, Omer, Rafan Elahim, Rufat Nefesh, ורפא דגו פותם קרבה לבו וכני לסום ורומן אבן והצלחת חיילי סבא הגנה לישראל העומדים המשמר עשינו ועלי אלוהינו שחש ברוך ייתן להם חן וחסד ורחמים בעיני כל רואיהם ועטרת נסחון וכל טוב אמן. We are holding on דף זין עמוד בית, and we are at the two dots. We are 1, 2, 3rd line after they get wide. Ba'amine Rav Shmuel Bar Abba Ma'akronya Merabbi Abba. Kishehen Shamin. When they make the evaluation to pay by Nezikin. So we said you have to pay by Eidit. Or Mahloket Rabbi Yishma'el Rabbi Akiba. Koint Rabbi Yishma'el B'dinizak Shamina. Koint Rabbi Akiba B'dimazik Shamina. So machloket, who the metav is. The metav of the nizak or the metav of the mazik. So he asked, when they're making this evaluation, b'shelo hem shamin or b'shel olam hem shamin? Does it mean the edit of the edit, when we say you evaluate edit, the edit of the mazik, let's say, his best field or the best field, whether it's the mazik or the nizak, whichever shita, the best field that they have, or the best field relative to the world? Now she explains the question. She says, "B'shelo hen shamin, v'hashta v'ahuda v'idit l'dide de mazik yaivne," which means whatever his mazik, whatever the mazik's edit is, that's what you give. V'it le edit v'ziburit. Let's say he has both edit and ziburit. And his ziburit is equal to the ziburit of the world, which is it's equivalent to the normal edit of the world. You go after his relative edit, or b'shel olam hem shamin, v'yahiv le ziburit shelechol olam hu edit. Now that's the question. When you're paying edit, is it your edit, what you have, or is it commensurate to what the world has? And if your ziburit equals the world's edit, you can give the nizak ziburit. So Gemara says, "Alibad Rabbi Yishma'el lo tibayelach." This question is not according to Rabbi Yishma'el. The Amar b'dinizak shemina. He holds that you pay according to the nizak. Which means, as she says, "Damar b'dinizak shemin v'chivan d'shaviyak ziburi k'edit d'nizak evlam ziburi." Which he clearly says b'dinizak. B'dinizak means what? That if your ziburit equals the edit of d'nizak, fine, you pay ziburi because you got to go according to the nizak's edit. That's clear. Ki tevayelach alibad Rabbi Akiva. "Damar b'dimazik shayminan." Oh, so according to Rabbi Akiva that said b'dimazik shayminan, what did he mean when he said that? My. Metav sadehu amar rahmana. When it said metav sadehu, so what does sadehu mean? Lemeute denizak, which means this metav sadehu just come to exclude nizak. Meaning it's not the nizak's best field, but not necessarily his best field either. It's the best field of commensurate to what it is to the world. Yeah, when it says metav sadehu, I can learn metav sadehu to mean that you take from the best field to the exclusion of the nizak. It's not the nizak's best field. But whose best field is it? Commensurate to the end of the world.
He can
which means he could have a ziburit, and the ziburit is equal to the idit of the word payment ziburit. Or dilma limute de alma. Or maybe no. Maybe when it says metav, it's to the exclusion of the world also, and if you have to pay edit mamash, whatever his best field is. So Gemara says, Amar de Rahmana, Amar metav sadehu. Ve'at Amar b'shil olamin shamin. What are you playing games? The Torah says, metav sadehu, his best field. And you want to say, no, it's the best field of commensurate to what the world is? No. Metav sadehu, like we learned till now. You have three fields? You got to pay edit. Even though my ziburit is equal to the edit of the world, I don't care edit of the world. It's your edit. You're the mazik. You got to pay your best field in payment to the damages. So that was Gemara's question was, how do you pay? And then Gemara's answer is bishelo. It's his best field, not the best field of the world. Etive, we have a question on this. En lo ela edit. I have an interesting case over here. A guy owes out everything. A guy owes money for damages. Money for damages is from Edit. He also owes a loan that's outstanding. Loans are Benunit. And he also owes Ketubat Isha. Ketubah is Ziburit. And so this guy's owes everything. What does he have in his portfolio? It says, En lo ela Edit. He only has Edit. Kulam govin min Edit. Okay, what are you going to do? They take from the Edit. He doesn't have anything else. Benunit. All he has is Benunit. Kulam govin benonit. Ziburit, kulam govin ziburit. Okay, we understand that. There's no choice. Even though that's not the preferred item that they usually collect from. When you have no choice, you take what you can take. Ayulo iditu benonit. Viziburit. You have everything. All three classes. Nezekin be'idit. Baal ho be'benonit. Uchtubat isha viziburit. Good, easy. Now, Sam, why is ketubat isha viziburit? Why they put her on the lowest level? So that she says on the bottom line, the Masechet Gittin Perek Nezakin Tani Tamadiyot Rimshi Ish Rotze Lisa Isha Rotze Lisa Isha Rotze Linase. A lady wants to get married more than a man. Therefore, she don't care. A man won't get married. You can make him pay edit for ketubah. He'll stay unmarried. Well, I got to pay now a lady edit. So therefore, to give him an incentive to get married, don't worry. You only have to pay ziburit if you get divorced. So therefore, he won't delay to get married. Now, edit to benonit. Let's say he has two fields, edit and benonit. Nezakin be edit. Okay, good. Nezakin gets edit. That's the law. Baal hov v'ketubat isha be benonit. Okay, no choice. Other two items we'll get from benonit. Benonit v'zeburit. Okay, he doesn't have edit, the guy. Benonit v'zeburit. Nezakinu baal hov v'benonit. Here's where we're going to see the subject. The Zakina Baal Chov gets Benonit. I understand why Baal Chov gets Benonit. Because that's his law. Uchtubat Isha b'Ziburit. I have no problem with Ketubat Isha getting Ziburit. My problem is over here. Why does Nizakin... Well, no, I have a problem here. Why does Nizakin get Benonit? I have no problem with that. Nizakin gets Benonit, I could argue that that's his Edit. When the guy's got Benonit and Ziburit, the Benonit is his best. My question is, why does Baal Chov get Benonit? No, he's maybe put him on the lower stuff. Because really the Benonit of this guy is really considered Edit. And therefore Edit is an Ezekin rule. It's not a rule of Baal Chov. We'll get what I will analyze. Edit v'Ziburit. Okay, he has best and worst. Nezikin be'idit, Baal Chov v'ketubat isha b'ziburit. Good, that makes sense also. The reason why you put the Baal Chov to ziburit is because in the Torah, Baal Chov is ziburit. The rabbis just upgraded him to benonit because otherwise people are not going to lend money. So really, in the Torah, Baal Chov, when you're paying back a loan, you pay back ziburit in the Torah. Why did the rabbis upgrade that when you pay back a loan, pay back benonit? Because if you're going to pay back ziburit, the guy's going to have money, which I'm going to pay garbage for. So therefore, when you have edit in ziburit, the zikin gets paid in edit, and Baal Chov and Ketubat Isha will get paid in ziburit. That's the braita. Now we begin the analysis. Katani miha. What's a katani miha? Partial quotation from the braita. Mitzi'ah, the middle case. Benonit v'ziburit. Okay, guy doesn't have edit. What does he have? Benonit and ziburit. Nezakin u ba'al chov be benonit. So what do we say? The zakin damages and bal chov get paid for benuni. V'chtuvat isha bezeburit. Leave ketuvat isha. That's the only thing that makes sense in that statement. Ketuvat isha gets zeburit because that's what she's supposed to get. Question is, v'i amar b'shelohen shamin. If you're saying that's relative to what he has, it goes according to his fields, what his best is, then we just say that when the guy pays, what's the bishelo? What his best field is? Oh, ta'ase benonit shelo ki'edit. So then his benonit for him, if you're going bishelo, is edit, v'yidhe ba'al chov etzel ziborit, and push ba'al chov to ziborit. Why you tell me ba'al chov gets benonit? When a guy has benonit ziborit, relative to what he has, what's his benonit? Edit. It's his best. You're right or wrong. You just told me you go what he has. His best items. When you have benonit and ziborit, what is benonit in that case? Edit. Right or wrong? So therefore the benonit, which is edit, that should pay off to the zikin. And you should push balchov to the Torah law and let him pay ziborit. Let him pay for the ziborit. Why did you tell me that in that case over there, the benonit pays out nizikin and pays out baal chov? Or the benonit pays out the both? The chaurav, it's relative according to him. He should only pay out edit, and the benonit should go down to the next level. That's the Gemara's question. Look at Rashi. Taas, fourth line. That is his best. Correct. So comes Gibran and says, you need to know some information about this case. Kegon shaitalo edit. He had edit originally in his portfolio. That means at the time that he lent the money, he had three fields. That means the borrower had three fields when he borrowed the money. Okay, he had edit, he had benonit, and ziborit. Now, at that point, which field has a shi'bud on it? The benonit. Because benonit has a shi'bud at the time of the loan. And what ended up happening? He ended up selling the edit in the interim. So, you're right. This benonit now is really his edit, but sorry, since at the time of the loan you had an edit, so the benonit now is earmarked for payment. So therefore, since there was a shi'bud on this from the onset, so even now you don't have any edit now, and this was upkeep, but there's a shi'bud on it already. Therefore, he pays benonit. And therefore, the Gemara says, umachra, and he sold it. Look at Rashi, fourth line, umachra, le'achar halba'ah, te'ishta'beda le'benonit ba'al chov, me'ikara be'od shaita edit biyado. So therefore, that's why he paid a benonit in this case over here, because there was a special case. וכן אמר רב חסדא כגון שהייתה לו עדית ומאחרה. Very good. הכי נמי מסתברה. I'll prove it here. It makes sense to learn like this. מדקטני אחריתי. We happen to have another ברייתא. Listen to the other ברייתא. On the same case. בנונית וזבורית. Let's go. So what did we just say בנונית וזבורית? בעל חוב ונזקין get from בנונית. Ketubah from Ziburit. This is the second bright. This is a different law. Benonit and Ziburit. Nizakin bebenonit. Baalchov vektubat isha bebenonit. I'm sorry, beziburit. And baalchov vektubat isha bebenonit. What do you mean? Kashana hadadi. This bright that says that in the case of Benonit and Ziburit, only the Nizakin get from Benonit. Okay, it's a very good. Because this case is talking about where he didn't have edit. And now we can get to the two bright. The bright that said that the Baal Chov gets from the Benonit is talking about where he had an Edit. Originally, therefore, the Benonit got Mishubad, because that was Benonit for Baal Chov. Then he sold it. The Baal Chov gets Benonit. In this case, it's talking about where he never had an Edit. All he had was a Benonit and a Ziburit. His Benonit is considered his Edit. That's why that gets paid for the Zikin, and you put everything else on the Ziburi. So it makes sense to answer like you answer, because now we can reconcile this Braita. Ela lav shma mina, kan shaita lo edit umachra, kan shelo haita lo edit umachra. Very good. That's one reconciliation of the Braita. Now the Gemara is going to offer a few more reconciliations. All we're trying to do in this piece of it is to answer one question. The two Braitot. One Braita says you have Benonit and Ziburit. That's the case. Benonit, Ziburit. One braita says you pay what? You pay out Nizikin and Baal Hor from the Benunit, and Ketubah from Zeburit, and one says no. Nizikin from the Benunit, everything else from the Zeburit. So we answered one way. Well, we had Edit originally, at the time of the loan. Once you have Edit and Benunit and Zeburit at the time of the loan, what happens to the Benunit in that case? Mishrobad. That's earmarked already for payment. So I don't care if you sold your Edit subsequently. Bottom line, this Benunit now was already Mishrobad if you pay Benunit for Baal Hov. In the case we had no Edit, all you had is Benunit and Zeburit. Your Benunit becomes the Edit, Mishelo Shaiminan. Therefore, the Benunit pays out the Zakin and Zeburit. Of course, the Ketubah and Baal Hov also the Ketubah. Because Minat Torah, Baal Hov is also Zeburit. Okay? Another answer. Ibarit Ema. Idi Vidi Shelo Aitalo Edit Umacha. I tell you both cases talking about where he didn't have Edit and they sold it. I like what we want to know. What's the logic then? So all he had was Benunit and Ziburit. Always. So our question was, if that's the case, why are you paying Baal Chov from the Benunit? The Benunit is really Edit. His Edit. Ha de Shavya Benunit Shelo Ki Edit de Alma. But one case is talking about where his Benunit was equivalent to the Edit of the world. Oh, and we're going according to the opinion that's saying what? Look at Rashi. Vela kasha. Ha diktani baal chov v'ktuvat isha b'zburit. That which you down, you put everybody on Zeburit except for the Zakin. Teshavya Benunit ide ke'edit te'alma. That his Benunit equal the Edit of the world. And we're going according to the opinion that says what? That you go according to the Edit of the world. Now we're introducing a new item. We didn't say that till now. But if there's a Shita maybe out there like that, that says you go according to the Edit of the world. So if you say the Benunit that he had was equal to the Edit of the world, so therefore pay Nezekin from the Benunit, because that's like Edit of the world, and then put everybody else on Zeburit. And the second case is talking about where his Benunit is not equivalent to the world. Therefore, it's really a Benunit. Therefore, everybody will get paid from Benunit. I put the Ketubat Isha from Zeburit. So then we're introducing over here now, in this answer, could be we're going like the opinion that says you go according to the Edit de Alma. Now, once you throw that in, then already you can answer up this Braita. Third answer. Oh. Really, his Benunit was a Benunit of comparative to the world. His Benunit was equal to Benunit to the world. So, what's the answer to the Braita? Umor sabar b'shelo hen shamin. Umor sabar b'shel olam hen shamin. That's the machlok between the two braitot. Machlok is going to be, do you judge b'shelo or b'shel olam? If you say you judge b'shel olam, this benonit equals the benonit of the world. If you're saying it equals the benonit of the world, so therefore what? You're going to make nizikin pay from that, and then everything else will pay from ziburit. If you say that, you go according to b'shelo, then this Benunit is considered Edit. Edit will pay Nezikin, everything else will pay. Oh, I said that in the first one. No. Okay, so I said, if you say the Benunit equals the Edit of the world, if you say the Benunit equal, okay, scratch. If you say B'shelo, you go according to what he has. He has Benunit and Zeburit. What he has, my Benunit is Edit. Go according to what I have. Relatively my portfolio, my Benunit is the best. That'll pay Nezikin. Everything else will go on Zeburit. But if you say B'shel Olam Hen Shamin, and in this case over here, it's talking about the his Benunit equal the Benunit of the world. So therefore, Nizakin and Baal Chov, because Baal Chov gets Benunit, will get from Benunit, and Ketuvat Isha will get from Zeburit. So therefore, that's the Mahlok between the Braitot. Indeed, the Mahlok is, do you go B'shelo or B'shel? In the last answer, we were going always b'shel olam. And this answer, we're making a machloket in the braytot. You go b'shelo or b'shel olam. And the last answer of the braytot is, Rabina Amar, b'de'ula peligi. Let's do Ma'lokim Ula. Ma'lokim. The Amar Ula, Divar Torah, Mina Torah, Baal Chob Ziburit. How do we know that, incidentally, that a Baal Chob, that means when I'm going to pay back somebody that lent me money, Mina Torah, I can pay it back with Ziburit. How do you know that? Shri'imad. Bahut Ta'amod. When the creditor is coming to get his money, well, actually he's coming to get a collateral for the loan that he gave, the Torah tells the collateral, the guy that's coming to pick up the collateral, the shaliach, stand outside. And the guy that you're biting, that you're trying to, you know, take a collateral from, he'll bring you out whenever he wants to bring you out. You can't choose the collateral. The lender chooses the collateral. Now I ask you, if you give it to the lender to choose, what is he going to bring out? Junk. Which means I mean, we got the least item value. Madar koshel adam lehotzi lahutz pachot shebakelim. And therefore, similarly, if I'm going to give you a payment and you let me do the paying, I'll pay in ziburit. Just like when I give you all you see over here, it's in the lovez domain to pay. Which means the malveh doesn't have a right to come into your house and start to say, I want that, I want that. Once you're telling me it's in the lovez domain, just like what type of collateral is he going to give? Junk he'll give. Similarly, when he's going to pay back in fields, how's he going to pay back? Ziburit. Why shouldn't he? So in the Torah, you see, ziburit. So what's the reason why the rabbis upgraded Baal Chob to say binonit? In order not to close the door to lenders. Because if people are going to pay back in ziburit, what's going to happen? People are not going to lend money. So therefore, we don't want to close the door, because otherwise nobody's going to lend money. So therefore, we upgrade it. More itle takanta de'ula, or more litle takanta de'ula. Okay, very easy. We have two brightot. One bright that says Baal Chob gets paid from binonit. You know why? All he had was binonit and ziburit. Because he holds to the upgrade. He holds to this with Rabbanan Ziburit, and the rabbis upgrade him to Benurit. That's why. Give him Benurit. And the other Shita says what? No, I hold that Torah is Ziburit. The rabbis never upgraded him. Therefore, Baal Chob gets Ziburit. Easy way to answer the Baraito. Okay, simple answer. Good. Tell Rabbanan. Again, it's interesting cases of the real estate over here. Machar le'ehad. Guy had all grades of fields. He had Edith, he had Benonit, he had Ziburit, and he owed everybody. He owed Nezakin, he owed Baal Chob, he owed Ketubah. So what did he do to the guy? He sold all his fields. He has nothing left. Problem is, we have a law that says there's Shamut already on his fields. So therefore, the guys who bought it are now on the hook. Which means the Nizak can come to the guy who bought the Edith, as I see it later, that's my money. As well as the Baal Chob can go to the guy that bought the Benonit and say, that's mine. And as well as the Ketubah, the lady, can go to the guy that bought the Ziburit and take. That's simple, but it depends how he sold it. Because if the way the guy sold it was in increments, meaning, let's say he had all three, he sold Edit and he kept Benonit and Ziburit. So now the Mazik comes along, or the Nizak comes along to the Edith guy, hey, that's mine. Sorry, listen. There's still some fields left over there by the guy. Don't take my Edith. Just, you should move transfer from the Edith to the rest of the guy's fields over here. I don't owe you. The guy over there owes you. So I was careful. When I bought the Edith, but I made sure there's still some stuff over there so you won't be able to come after me. So if you're going, go after him. Or let's say he sold Edith and Benonit. So long as there's still a property left, so you can always push him off. And since when I bought it, there was something left, the Shemud went to the Ziburit. Therefore, you can push everybody to the Ziburit. The problem is if he sold, let's say, all three of them, Bevatahat. He sold all three at one time. So now, what are you going to say? You bought them all together now. So what's left? So now each one's going to tovaya what he's supposed to get. I want my Edith, I want my Benurit, I want my Baal. But as long as there was something left by the guy that owes the money, the guys that bought can push him and say, go there, we left something for you. Don't touch us.
But the Ketubah Shahud is different.
No. everything is the same. As long as he left something behind, the buyers can always push the people, go there and collect your money. I left something back. Now let's read it inside. He sold to one guy all three fields. All to three guys, but on the same day. So therefore, it's hard to know on the start of the same day. It's all dated the same day, so it doesn't say the hour that was sold. So therefore, it's really hard to know what was left over. So therefore, always it sounds like it was done simultaneously. As long as it was done on the same day, there's really no way to know who came first, who came second. They all go under the Ba'alim, meaning the Edit guy that bought the Edit, he's got to pay the Nizikin. The guy who bought the Beroni, he's got to pay the Baal Hov. The guy that bought the Zimis, he's got to pay the Kitma. They go in lieu of the Ba'alim. Look at Rashi. Machran, Ehad, Oleshosha, Bene Adam, Biyom Ehad. The guy had all three things on him. He had to make these three payouts. Each one has to pay respectively. One finger on Rashi, continue the Gemara. Let's say he sold them successively. He sold one guy, Edit, and the next guy, day, he sold Benonit. And then the next day, he sold a Zeborit. So then, Kulan Govin Mina Aharon. So then you go backwards. Which means, when you go to the Edit guy, he'll say, what do you want? I only bought Edit, I left you a Benonit. Go to Benonit. And when you go to the Benonit guy, and when I bought Benonit, there was still Zeborit. So therefore, you start your way backwards then. First, you make your payments to the Zeborit. Now, if the Zeborit runs out, then you go to the one before, to the Benonit. Then you go to the one before him. Look, that makes sense. Look at Rashi. Mina Aharon. Da'afilu shaklu kamay edit u Benonit. Even though, let's say, the first buyers, they bought edit and Benonit, but they left Zeborit. So they could always say, listen, when we bought, we made sure that all creditors can go get paid by a certain field. So the Shemud is on the Zeborit. I left you a place to get paid. Which means you cannot go to people that bought fields as long as there was a field available. So as long as I left you a field to get paid, you cannot come to me. You cannot put a lien on my property. Even the Zeborit. Do I dechi zabin ani tere kamay ishtayir Zeborit b'nei horim? V'afal gav da adar izdabna batar batra azlina. Even though eventually he did sell it. I don't care. You go according to the date. Which means, when I bought my Edit and Benonit, I was careful. I'm smart. I know that this guy owes money out. I said, by the way, what else do you have in your portfolio? I got a Zeborit. You got a Zeborit? Good luck. You got your Zeborit? Keep your Zeborit. I only want two. Subsequently, even if that same guy, it doesn't have to be three separate guys, bought the Zeborit. So now the Nizikin guy comes and says, hey, I want the Edit. Listen, the Chov now was on the Zeborit list. Get paid Zeborit and work your way backwards to the Benoni, which was the last item that was left over. And then eventually, if there's nothing left, of course, you go back to the Edit. Now, the Gemara says, Le'echad, Gemara wants to just know the case. Just give me a case here. Le'echad hechi dame. You see the first case of the Braita, Machlu le'echad, or le'shlosha. So we learned what? He sold it, one guy in one day. One shot, he sold them all three fields. In that case over there, then, Chaura is very, very easy. He bought it all in one shot, then everybody gets what they get. Edit gets Edit, Benonit gets Benonit, because he didn't leave anything. He bought it in one shot. Right? So the Gemara says, but well, strange this case, because idima bevatahat, if you tell me Mashi sold one guy, three fields in one shot, hashta l'shlosha di'ika l'memar had minayu kadim, amar kulan niknesu tata ba'alim, machran ne'ahat me'ba'ya. You gave me a case of he sold it to three guys in one day. Right? Or l'shlosha. And you told me three guys in one day is considered like what? One shot. Because you really cannot tell. Even though it's possible that one came first and one came second, still you say, so it's on one day, it's okay. So do you have to tell me a case where he sold it to one guy in one shot? If three guys on one day is considered in one shot, kol sheken, one guy in one shot, so what's the case of machran le'ehad? Let's think about this question. Gemara says, el apshita bezeh ahazeh. Oh, supposed to be talking about where you sold the one guy. First you sold him the Edit, then you sold him the Benonit, then you sold him the Yiburit. Umay shena shelosha. Wait, when it comes to shelosha, when you sold it to three guys, right? You sold it to three guys. Decholhad vechad amar le hinachti lecha makom legabot b'menu. Each guy can come along and say, hey, listen, I left you. Don't go to the guy before me, right? Each guy can push him off to the next guy who was left over. Which means, in this case also, if you're telling me, when it says, so what, the guy bought Edith first, okay? Then later on he bought what? Menonit. Then later on he bought Ziburit. Why are you telling me in that case, everybody gets what they're supposed to get? Edith gets Edith, Benonit gets Benonit, Ziburit. That's not so. If it was done one after the other, so different dates, right? Like you say, different dates. So therefore, it should be the regular law that says what? Listen, when I bought the Edit, there was Benonit left over. And when I bought the Benonit, there was Ziburit. So you should push them all to Ziburit. Why are you telling me in this case, no, Edit gets Edit, Benonit gets Benonit. It's a Chavarat, doesn't make sense that if you're learning like that. So the Gemara says, you see that she, by the way, you're correct on the first word line. Ela bezeh achar zeh begimel yamim. Very good. All the way you can say, 3 days. So 3 days, you know, there's a difference. So you should always push them off. So he says, "Hachem askina." Look at the case. Kegon shelakah edit ba'acharona. Look the way he bought. He bought ziburit first, and then he bought benonit, and then he bought edit. Oh, now the chaurav, he did it that way. So now everybody should be able to collect from edit. V'chen amar Rav Sheshat. Kegon shelakach edit ba'acharona. Rashi, deni chalel limetav lu kedinayu. In that case over there, he'd rather pay everybody like the law. He don't want to pay everybody edit. So in that case, the Gemara says, let him pay everybody according to the law. Let the ketubah take ziburit. Let the baal hof take benoni. And let the nizikin take edit. Which is, we're giving this guy some type of a perk over here. Really, according to the law, hold it. The guy bought, let's talk it out. The guy bought Ziburit. So now what? Everything goes to the Benonit now. So leave me alone. Ziburit people, Ziburit's mine. Don't touch my Ziburit. Goes to the Benonit. Then he buys Benonit. He tells everybody, listen, I left the Edit. Don't touch my Benonit either. Go to the Edit. And then he buys the Edit. So where's all the Shabudim? And the Edit. Now the guy comes, all of them come. They're thrilled. All right, we'll take Edit. He's, no. Everybody take what you're supposed to get. You take your Ziburit. Why do we allow him to do that? The Chaura, that's breaking the... Why are you giving him such an advantage? So the Gemara asks that question. The Gemara says, very simple. Let them all go to the Edit in that case. Ah, mishum da'amar li'u. Because he can tell him like this. If you keep quiet and take what you're supposed to get, very nice. But you're not going to do that. I'm going to go return the ziburit to the original owner. And you'll all take from ziburit. Here we pull the squeeze. He pulls the squeeze on them. He tells them, listen, you want to be a wise guy? You know what? Listen, I'm willing to give you everybody what you're supposed to get. You guys want to be greedy. Now you want to say, no, I know the law. I can take from Edit. Oh yeah, you know what I'm going to do? If you don't keep quiet, I'm going to take the Ziburit. I'll go back to the original guy and say, you know what? No sale. I'll give it to you back. Here's the Ziburit back. Now what's the law? Everybody goes to Ziburit now. Now you all got downgraded. So I'm willing to give you Baal Chov. I'll give you a Benonit. But you know what? You're going to be... Why what? You can go back to the original guy. I will take back your Ziburit. What takes back the Ziburit? So therefore, I left you. Go, there's a burrito over there. Go take the burrito. So therefore, be happy. Be happy what you're getting over here. So that's why it seems he could tell everybody, take what you want, because he could pull the squeeze on them by pushing them back to Zeburi. Well, Zeburi is not going to affect it. It's not going to affect the Ketubah. Yeah, there's no squeeze on the Baal Chov. There's a squeeze on the Baal Chov, really. So comes the Gemara and says, oh, Ihache, if that's the case, Benizakin Nameh Nemahachi. Which means, why are you saying that everybody gets what they deserve? Why is he offering a deed to the Nizikin guy? He should also squeeze him and tell him, I'm going to return the Ziburit back to the owner, take from Ziburit. You tell me, I'll give you everything according to what you deserve. Why are you telling him that? He should tell the Edid guy also that what? Go, I'm going to return the Ziburit back and go from the, it's not only a squeeze on the Baal Hov, it's a squeeze as well on the Nizikin. Look, Benizikin Nami Nemahachi. Look at Ashi. Top line. Iba'et the Mishkal Benonit. That's the point. He should tell him, listen, I'm not giving you Edid. You got to settle down with me. I'm willing to give you a Benonit, by the way. Yeah, what do you mean? I'm supposed to get Edit. You want to get Edit? You know what? You know what? I'm going to take the Ziburit over, give back to the vision guy, go get Ziburit. So be quiet. So therefore, just like he's squeezing the Benonit guy, because the Benonit guy now, the Baal Chov, he wants Edit. Right? The Benonit guy is screaming, goes, hey, I know the law. The last field in the pot there was Edit. Everything's on there. Hey, listen. Take your Benonit and keep quiet. Otherwise, you're going to end up with Ziburit. And by the way, Mr. Nizikin also. You take Benonit also. You know why? Because if you don't take Benonit, I'll get you the Ziburit as well. How come he can't do that? Why are you telling me that he's giving the Benonit guy, he's giving the Zikin guy a deed? Why is he giving me a deed? I'm giving Benonit and squeeze him. So Gemara says, so that cannot be the case. So we have to revamp the case. Ela hachabim ha'askinan biyatme. Dela bene pira'on ninhu. Vishibuda dile ale dide ramya. We're talking about over here, the original guy that owed the money, he died. He's not here anymore. He sold his fields. He died. We have a law. Yetomim do not pick up their father's bills. So therefore, it's not going to help now to return the Ziburit back to the Yetomim. Because once the Yitomim buy back the Ziburit, it's theirs. It's no Shi'budima. So therefore, the case is not like we learned. You can now we're back to a question then. We thought, hey, we're trying to understand, hold it. The guy bought Ziburit first, and then he bought Benonit, and then he bought Edit. Oh, so he said, in this case, over there, everybody take what they want. He could tell them, listen, everybody go into the deen. Hey, why not? The Chalei should get Edit. So he said, because you can squeeze them. No, you can't say you can squeeze them. The case is not talking about that. Because really we're talking about Yetomim now. Once it's a case of Yetomim, so he can return back to Ziburit if he wants. But what's going to happen if he returns to Ziburit? They don't get Ziburit. Because Yetomim are never obligated to pay their father's debt after the father died. Also then we're back to the question, why then does he have a right to tell the guy, you get this, you get this, you get this? Why can't they all claim Edit? Back to the question. Right? Maybe that inside again. Right? They are not obligated to make payment. The Shemud is on the guy that bought the fields. Can't push it back to the Yetomim. So therefore you cannot say he's going back to Ziburit to them. Mishum da amar lehu, that's the answer. Beautiful answer. Ta'ama mai amura banan en nefra'im menechasim mishubadim bekom sheyesh benechorin. Mishub takata didi. Ana behay takata lo nihali. Let's talk. When I buy a field, okay, I buy a field from somebody, and I leave over some fields in the guy's portfolio. I don't take everything he has. What's the law? As long as I left stuff over, the rabbis are helping the buyer to say, as long as you left something over, all creditors go to the remaining fields. When they made that takana, who are they trying to help? The buyer. Because otherwise, every time you buy a field, they're going to come to me. No. Sorry, to protect me, Hakamim protected the buyer. You know what they said? Whenever you're going to buy, if you, so long as you left over something b'nei horin, go to the b'nei horin. Now, in this case over here, this takana hurts the buyer. Listen, the whole takana they made was for me. I'm not interested in a takana that hurts me. Because in this case over here, what happened? He bought ziburit first. Everything transferred to the benonit. Good, beautiful. Thank you. My ziburit is mine. Don't touch my ziburit. Then he bought benonit. Oh, benonit is mine. Don't touch my benonit because everything goes to the edit. Now they all come along and say, oh, we want edit. Why did the rabbis do this whole business that they said, as long as there's something remaining, you can go to the remaining item? To help me. In this case, so the takana of the rabbis hurts me because now I got to pay you all edit. I'm not interested in the takana. Don't help me. If I'll pay everybody according to what they deserve. A person is allowed to say, I do not want tekanat hakamim. If the tekana was made for his benefit, and the tekana is going to be detrimental to him, he could say, pass, no thank you. Understand? And the Gemara says, Kedraba, Damar Rava, kol da omeri, efshi betekanat hakamim. Anybody that says, I don't want the tekanat hakamim, kegon zu, shum'im lo. Like this case, which case? Mike Gonzu, Kedravuna. Tamaravuna, we learned this many times this case. Yechoda isha shetoma lebaala, eni nizonet ve eni osa. Hakamin, we have a takana like this. A husband has to give his wife mizonot? Yes, a dime. As a result of that, the rabbi said, you know what? Her work should go to the husband. Whatever she works, make it fair. He'll give mizonot, she gives the maasi a dime. Let's say the lady's making $1 million a year, right? So she could come along and say, listen, what the rabbis made this tekana for my benefit. Which means they said, give him the mas, so there won't be eva, so he'll give me mezonot. I don't want the hakam. To me, that's detrimental. He's giving me $50 of food a week, so I got to give him $1 million a year? I'm interested. Keep your food, and I'll keep my money. So therefore, she can say, if she be tekanat hakamim, this case also, you could say EFC. Good? You understand why it's EFC? I'm a buyer. Rabbis were concerned. They don't want to hurt buyers. Because if I buy a field now, I'm very happy. I bought a field. All of a sudden, all the creditors are coming to me. Hey, by the way, there was a lien. You owe us. Hey, oh. So the rabbis, you know what? So long as you left something over by the seller, they go there. Even though it's the different grade, even though it's not really what this one, go there. Like I'm protected. In this case over here, I bought Ziburit, I bought Benunit, in that order. Then I bought Edit. According to the law now, what? Everything is on the Edit. Now that's because the Tekanav HaKamim, that they were trying to help me. In this case, the Tekanav HaKamim doesn't help me. Because now I end up having to pay Edit to all these guys. In that case, I can say, you know what, fellas? I'm not paying you Edit. Let's go back to the square one. Edit will get Edit, Nezikin, Benonit will get Benonit, Baal Chov, and Ketubat Isha will get Ziburit. But what do you mean? The rabbi said that to help me. Now, over here, this rabbinical enactment is hurting me. EFC betakanat hakamim. Thank you very much, and everybody gets paid what they get paid. Comes the Gemara and continues. Peshita, now we're going to give some obvious cases, and then we'll say Hiddush. Peshita, Machar lokeyah. And now we're talking about over here, double sale. You have the first guy, you have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Okay? Reuven's the guy that owes money out. He owes Nezikin, he owes Baal Chov, he owes Ketubah. Alright? This guy went, and he sold his fields to Shimon. But we know the case, so he just did that case. How he sold it, different day, same day. We know how to negotiate that. Shimon subsequently went and sold those fields now to Levi. So they were double sold. So now it gets a little confusing. Where do they go? Who do they go to? How does it work? What transfers? See, guys, it's one more tier of the cases now, right? Give us this. Peshita. Machar lokeyah benonit v'ziburit v'shiyer edit lefanav. Okay. Levi bought two of the fields. He left the edit. Litu kulu v'ligbu mi'idit. Not everybody go get idit. Dea acharona hi ubenunit v'zburit litnehu gabe. Which means he doesn't have any ziburit and benunit dematzi lememal lihu gabu bebenunit v'ziburit. Deno lihali betakatad rabbanan. Right. Which means, when can a guy say lo nihali betakatad rabbanan? When he has benunit and ziburit, and when he has all three, then he can say, listen, the takana is working against me, go to the other stuff. But if you don't have anything, you don't have that stuff available. You sold the benunit, now it's to another guy. All you got left is edit. So now, everyone's coming, edit. Well, hey look, EFC, EFC what? That's all you have. You can't tell me to go to the other guy. The shemud was under edit, really. Correct? We let you get away with it if you had other grades to pay out other guys. But if you don't have no other grades, you got rid of them. Certainly the shi'mud is on the edit. And therefore you're on the hook for everything. You cannot go to Levi now and get anything. Levi was good. Levi bought benonit and zibori. There was no shi'mud on those. Right? Shi'mud was on the edit. Shimon has that edit. Go, pay everything. That's Peshita. The girl has no problem with that, right? Aval machar edit. Oh, here's the trick. He sold the edit property. Now, what's on the edit? All the shebudim. Really, all the shebudim on the edit. Vishir benonit vizburit mai. See, here's a little tricky. Do you say, sorry, Levi, you bought the property that's all in the problematic property. You bought the property that has all the stuff on it, and now they can come to you, or maybe you could say some sort of sevara to say, listen, I bought whatever your advantages. I bought those advantages too, even though maybe those advantages don't apply to me, but just like. When you had this edit, you were able to push them off. Otherwise, what did I buy? I bought what? I should be the payout. I should be your gizbar to pay out all your loans. And when I bought this, I bought with it all the claims that you had. When you had this field, what was your claim?
Go there.
When I bought this field, I could not go there. What advantage or disadvantage does Levi have by buying Edit? That's really the Gemara's question. So the Gemara's, look at that sheet. Mai. You see Mai? Mai. Mi az de kulu batal lo keyah bet. Can everybody go to Levi now? Sharehu lakach shemudayu. He took the shemud property. Umudokeh rishon lo gabu. Damal baile batakatad rabanan. Good. But the first guy, Shimon, he comes and says, I don't want to take it out of the rabbis. And therefore what? I'm sorry. In that case, he's going to say what? Ba'ina takata drabanan. I want the rabbis takana to work for me now. And therefore, please go to Edit. He plays it both ways, this guy, Shimon. He's a wise guy. In this case, over here, they come to say, hey, Shimon, you have a benoni, please. I'm a Baal Hov. Sorry, the rabbis made a takana. I don't know if you're aware of this takana. That since I bought Edit last, all the shi'mudim went to the Edit. Oh, beautiful. So give me Edit. I'm sorry to tell you, by the way. I sold the Edit to Levi. So please, you're all invited to go to Levi's house. Take his Edit, please. Thank you very much. Do we say that? That the guy could come along now, Shimon, and just to push him all off to the Edit? Or maybe not. So comes the Gemara and says... You understand the question of it? So comes the Gemara and says, Sabar Abaye lememar, atu kulu gabu mi'idit. Yeah, Abaye taught to say that. Yeah, sorry, go to the Edit guy. You can go, Shimon can tell everybody, see you later. I want the takarav, I love the rabbis. I go with the rabbis. The rabbi said, Edit, please go over there. Amar le Rava, Ma machar rishon l'sheni. What did Shimon sell Levi over here? Kol zechut shetavo liyado. He sold him all the benefits that he had. He sold to
Levi. V'chivan di'ilu atu gabe lokeach rishon.
If they would have came to Shimon, matzi agbelu mebenonit v'ziburit,
he could have said what? Efshi betakrat hachamim, take from benonit v'ziburit, v'afapi d'chizab nebenonit v'ziburit, even though when he saw the benonit v'ziburit, akati edit benechorin ava, ve'en nefra'in menechassim mishubadim kozmat ika benechorin.
Right, even though really it should all go on the edit. Again, back to Shimon. Shimon, really, you owe everybody edit. Because what? When you bought all the other properties, the edit was available. And still we let you say what? And therefore everybody get paid what you want.
Matzi amale,
he could say, this is Shimon, could say what?
Lo ni'ali ba'itakata, lo keyach sheni, name matzi amale, gabe mebenonit v'ziburit.
He could also say, listen, Go to Shimon, please. Go to this guy. Take his benunit and ziburit.
Because
when Levi bought the edit, I bought this field, and I bought all the claims that you had. I'm buying those same claims. I didn't buy a field to be your gizbar. I didn't buy this edit field so I could be the one that now pays all your debts. Now, whatever, you hired me as a collection agency now? No. When I bought the edit, whatever claims you could have said, I'm buying that also, by the way. And if it just like you could have pushed everybody to Benonit and Ziburit, when I buy this edit, even though I'm not in the same scenario as you, you could have said it because you have all three fields. I only have one field, and I bought the Shemud field, I bought the X field. But you know what? When I bought this field, I knew that you weren't paying out from this field. So I also bought that Zechut, that I don't have to pay out from this field. And I could say the same thing that you could have said, even though I'm not in the same position as you. Just like you could have said what? Hey, Efshi b'tekrat hachamim, go get the Benonit and the Ziburit, I'm not interested in paying you. I could say the same thing also. That's the way it's otherwise says, otherwise, what did you sell the guy? What did you sell? What did he buy? And they have to say he bought the same zechut claim rights as the first. Look at Rashi. We'll conclude with this. Kol zechut shetavo liyado. V'keban di'avai edit kabel lokeach rishon. If the edit was still by Shimon, have a mekbel mebenunit. V'ay ta'ana adamin yefshi b'teklat hakamin. Because you could say yefshi. I'm not worth it. This guy, he has that claim. I also have that claim. That's what I bought from him. Huh? Besides Zikin. The Vadai. The third guy would have to pay Edith. Vadai. Because even Shimon would have to pay from Edith. Yeah, the Edith doesn't change because the Zikin can always get paid from Edith. But the other two claims of the Baal Hov and the Ketubah, do me a favor. Go to that guy. And that's what the Gemara Kazlogan says. Good, Baruch Adonai Olam.